morning, KC. It is the Rocket and Teresa show. Ladies, you think there's some guy out there who's waking up today or on his way to work and realize, oh, no, Valentine's Day.
Absolutely.
Yep. That's what they do.
So we have something pretty cool for you, and we're going to try to protect you a little bit. We have some concert tickets for the very first call of the day coming up in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, our first call of the day is brought to you by ProFlowers, the first and last stop for flowers for your loved ones. Go to ProFlowers.com to get more info and to order today, and we'll give you concert tickets and how about a movie pass as
Let's
well.
Do that.
Since
right.
you're totally lame and forgot.
All right, in minutes.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
Well, let's start off with a couple of celebrity lawsuits. Remember Bill Paxton when he died last year? He was only 61, and everybody was really shocked and surprised because he went in for surgery to replace a valve and correct an aortic aneurysm, which we didn't know until after he had died. But he had complications, and then he died of a stroke 11 days later. Well, his family is now suing his surgeon and the hospital for wrongful death. They say the doctor provided Bill with a, quote, negligent diagnosis, management, and treatment. They also claim the hospital failed to disclose the fact that the doctor was going to use a high-risk and unconventional surgical approach, which he lacked experience.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day. I saw it come down in Daily Mail yesterday. Bill Paxton has made a lot of movies. Maybe not a giant star, but he's always been in big-time movies.
Mm-hmm. And you know what he did was his smartest move was that he made friends with James Cameron. James Cameron is very loyal, and even if it's a tiny part, likes you, he'll put you in all of his movies. And if you go back and look at Bill Paxton's career, the majority of them are James Cameron movies, or the big ones are.
I think the very first time I saw him, I believe it was Terminator.
My first one, he was in the original Terminator, but the first time I noticed him was in Weird Science.
Oh, the brother? Brother.
Yep. Best line ever. A judge threw out a $60 million lawsuit filed against Steve Harvey by his second ex-wife. She claimed their bitter divorce in 2005 destroyed her soul, among other things. Okay, how many exes can claim that? Everybody would be in court if you could sue for that.
$60 million? Yep. $60 million?
Yep. The judge threw it out because she filed it in California and their divorce was settled in Texas. Oh.
There you go.
You'd think your lawyer would figure that one out. So we, let's see, we've got Will and Grace, we've got Roseanne, we've talked about so many different shows, and everybody's always wanted Jerry Seinfeld to come back, and he's very dismissive about it, but he talked to Ellen yesterday.
So all these sitcoms are having a resurgence. So Roseanne is doing, I heard Murphy Brown, is that really true, Murphy Brown's doing it?
Murphy Brown, and Candace Bergen is coming back.
Yes. Do you think, Jerry, there would be a possibility that Seinfeld would come back?
It's possible.
See, the clip ends, I feel like, and the
he
rest is,
something.
But unlikely.
Right.
And speaking of remakes, remember this movie, House Party?
What are you doing?
Calling the police.
For what?
These kids are driving me crazy with all this damn noise.
Call them on yourself. You the one making all the noise.
I'm sorry, that's actually a clip from Rocket. That's what he sounds like on the weekends. No, that's the dad from Friday, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, LeBron James is producing a remake of House Party, the classic comedy from 1990 starring Kid and Play. He says it is not a reboot, but, quote, an entirely new look for a classic movie. Okay.
Yeah.
And congratulations to this year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue cover model, Danielle Harrington. The Compton, California native started her career just last year, and now she is on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
That's awesome.
That is amazing. Mm-hmm. Tabloid Trash brought to you by Vino, a quarterly wine and lifestyle subscription box for women. Get two bottles of wine and more in each box for only $49.99. Save $25 for an annual subscription with code JennyWine at vino.com.
Mix 93.3 has built quite the reputation on sending you to the biggest and best trips around the country. Although this time you're going to want to bring some hand sanitizer because we're sending you to Sin City to get filthy with Justin Timberlake.
Hey, what's up? This is Justin Timberlake.
Oh, my God.
Justin Timberlake live at the T-Mobile Arena. With hotel and airfare included.
You are now free to gamble away your life savings. You beat the Las Vegas.
The only way to win is to keep it on Mix 93.3. Listen in the hours of 7, 11, 1, 3, and 5 p.m. Hear a JT song and instantly become a finalist. All from the station keeping you clean as JT gets you filthy in Vegas.
You beat the Las Vegas.
Mix 93.3.